Begin the Karn Daf Masech, this Avon Daf Mem Test. We begin two lines up from the top of the Yamin, but the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Daf. And that is, we had a halacha on the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei that said regarding a person that Yashin Baderech, he fell asleep on the road, so he wasn't awake during Bein Hashmasha. So the opinion of the Chacham is, he only gets Dalet Amos. He doesn't get 2,000 Amos, because he's not acquiring a Shemisa, he only has the area of where his body is. On that, Reb Shimon gave to explain regarding when there's three people that fell asleep, each one with, let's say, three by either side. They're each one is six amas that overlap, that are six amas away from the other person. So therefore, each one overlaps with the one that's next to him two amas. On that, the halacha Reb Shimon said was that each one is going to, the middle one's going to be able to share with the two outer ones because he overlaps with him two amas, again, because they're six amas away and each one gets four amas, so they're overlapping two amas. The middle one overlaps with the other one two amas, so therefore the middle one could share with the two other ones, but the two outer ones cannot share with each other because they don't overlap. To which Reb Shimon said, then what can that be compared to? He said, the three chatzeras that open up into each other, and they each open up into the Rosh Hashanah that's open in front of them. And the outer ones had made an air with the middle one. However, the outer ones had not made an air with each other. So therefore, the middle one can join with the two outer ones because he has an air with them, whereas the outer ones cannot join with each other because they don't have an air. That was the comparison that Reb Shimon had made in our Mishnah. And on our previous staff, we had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, an explanation of that halacha in our Mishnah. That is, they each said that that's only Reb Shimon's opinion. But the Chum argue on that halacha of the three chatzeres that opened to each other, that opened into the Rosh Hashanah. Rav's version of that was that Reb Shimon holds that the outer ones are allowed to have and carry and do everything in the middle one. In the middle one with the outer ones, again, because they have that Erev, just the outer ones that cannot join with each other. But the Chacham argue and they say no, that the outer ones can go ahead and utilize the area of the middle one because they join with them, but the middle one can't have two places because each outer area is conflicting with the other because they're not joined with each other. So therefore him, he's worse off. Now he can't be with either one because when he'll go to either one, he'll have the conflict of the other one that they're not joined with each other, and therefore he can't be considered a dweller over there because then he can't go there because he's not a dweller with the other one because the outer ones have that conflict, so therefore he can't go. That was Rav's version. Shmuel said, no, that opinion that you just explained is a Chum's opinion, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Shimon agrees that this that he said, that when there's three that are together and the outer ones make the air with the middle one, and that the middle one can be with the outer ones, but just the outer ones can't be with each other, that's only saying that the outer ones can go ahead and use the area of the middle one, but the middle one cannot use the area of the outer ones, as we explained, because of that conflict that they didn't make an air with each other. So he can't be considered a dweller in both of them. The Chacham's opinion was that none of them could carry into any area. And why would that be? Because of the concern that if, although that the outer ones made an area with the middle one, and each outer one should be able to at least carry into the middle one, but if we let that, then one in the outer one might come to bring something into the middle one, and then the middle one might end up having someone from the outer one take from him because they're allowed to go back and forth, and then it's going to be what's going to happen is that from the one outer one will end up going to the other outer one, which their tchumen are not, they're rishuyas, their chatzeres are not joined together, and then something that started Shabbos on one chatzer cannot go to the other chatzer. Because of that, the Chacham said that no, that even when you have this Erev of the outer ones with the middle one, no one can carry from anywhere. Each one has to stay in their own area. That's where our current daf begins, which that was Shmuel's version of the machlekes of Reb Shimon and Chacham regarding the Shalosh Chatzeres that Pesuchu Zulazu that opened to Rosh Hashanah. And that is again that Reb Shimon holds that the outer ones can go ahead and utilize the area of the middle one, but the middle one cannot with either of the outer ones. And the Chacham argue and they say that no one could carry into any of the Chatzeres as we explained of that concern. So the Gemara begins, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yehuda Alib de Shmuel. We learned a brisa like that version of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that even Reb Shimon did not permit the middle one to carry in the outer ones. Rather, as we learned in the brisa, Amr Reb Shimon Lamahad of Adoyma, when he says that what could be this compared to, again, like the halacha of our Mishnah Daf Mimhei regarding three people that were sleeping on the road by Bein Hashmashas, so therefore they didn't acquire, they only get their Dalet Amos, as we explained, and each one is six Amos away from the other, so therefore the middle one overlaps on the two outer ones, two Amos. L'shalosh chatzeres ha-psucha zu l'zu, u'psuchas l'shusram, to three courtyards that open up each into each other, they're side by side, and in the front of them, they open each one open into l'shusram. Irvushtayim imem tzoyis, and if the two outer ones went and made an erev with the middle one, again, this is so far the same as the halacha that it says in our Mishnah. Zu mevia, so this outer one could bring into the middle one. Mitoich beisa v'achilis, from its house and eat inside the middle chatzer. And the other outer one could also bring from its house and eat in the middle one again because they had made an Erev. Zumachzeres Moiseres Loteich Besa. This one could bring back what left over from its meal back to his house into his chatzar. Zumachzeres Moiseres Loteich Besa. And this one could take back from its own house back into its own courtyard. But the diak is, the inference is, it doesn't say that the middle one could do the same with the outer ones. Again, that is the diak, that this, we find Reb Shimon is like the version of Shmuel, that it's only the outer ones that could bring their stuff into the middle chatzar, but not that the middle chatzar could bring his stuff into the outer chatzars. Avachacham, I'm the Chacham say, Shalosh Nasus, as we explained, this is the version of Shmuel, that all three are asur again because of the concern that if the outer one could bring into the middle one, and then the other outer one could take stuff from the middle one back to his house, you're going to end up having from one outer chatzah to the other outer chatzah, which is forbidden because they are not more of one with the other. So again, this is a brisa that seems to indicate like Shmuel's version. But now the Gemara says, V'az the Shmuel tamei, that Shmuel is this, that he says this halacha, that even according to Reb Shimon, that the two Rishuyas, they can use this one Rishus of the middle one, but the one Rishus of the middle one cannot use the outer Rishuyas. That is Reb Shimon, that Shmuel Lishitasai, that the Amish Shmuel that we find Shmuel says the same halacha elsewhere. That, again, that one person, this one middle chatzar, cannot be in two places at the same time. He cannot be considered a dweller in the one outer one and the other outer one, and therefore he's not in either one. It's just the two outer ones that they can have one other place that they're meshubah to that's not in conflict with anything, they can use his middle chatzim. As the Gemara brings that Shmuel says, chatzar shebein shnei mevayis. If we have a courtyard that was in between two different mevayis, that is on either side of this chatzar, there's a mevay on one side and there's another mevay on the other side. So the halacha is, and this is that it's open to both of them. Ivo im shneim, if the middle chatzar makes an erev with both mevayis, again, this is similar to the halacha that we were speaking about, that we have these three chatzeres that the middle one makes with two outer chatzeres. So here it's a similar type of halacha where we have this courtyard that's open to this alleyway on both sides, so to two different mevayis. So let's say he makes an erev with both of them, that he wants to be part of the shetufa mevayis with that whoever's in the older courtyards of that alleyway and whoever's in the courtyards of this alleyway. Asura im shneim, he's forbidden with both of them. And that is even according to Reb Shimon. So that's obviously Shmuel l'shitasa, because Shmuel says elsewhere, halacha is kedivri ha-mekel be'er. You go like the most lenient approach when it comes to the halachas of air. And if Reb Shimon would say that it's permitted, in other words, this case of, let's say, the three chatzeres, when you have making an air with two different chatzeres, that Shmuel, Reb Shimon hold that it's mutter, like Rav's version, that Rav said that the middle one could go ahead and have a eruv chatzeres with both outer ones, so then Shmuel wouldn't have said that it's asa with both of them. He would have said that it's mutter with both of them, because you can go ahead and make an air with both of them. Obviously, from the fact that Shmuel is saying the psak halacha, that if he's making an air with both mevayis, that he's forbidden with both, obviously, it's because he holds that even the most lenient opinion by Yair, which is Reb Shimon, he holds you can't go ahead and have one Rishus having an Yair with two different Rishus. Where are you? You can't be in two areas, especially since they're conflicting. Here also, what do you mean? You're part of this Mavoy, you're part of this Mavoy. You can't be part of both Mavoys. We can't see you as this is your dwelling place. So therefore, we say that you're not in either place. So that's the raya, that Shmuel is really l'shitasa, that he's saying that his interpretation of Reb Shimon, which is the most lenient opinion, is that only the outer ones could go ahead and use the middle one, but not that the middle one can use the outer ones. And that's why the same halacha applies to these two mevayis, that if you're making an erev with both, you're not having either one, because you can't be in two conflicting places at the same time. So then Shmuel continued, and he says, lo irvim shneim. So now that we brought that raya, that Shmuel l'shitasai, we continue with that statement of Shmuel that he says that if, let's say, he did not make an erev with both of them. In other words, he didn't make with either one of them. So then, oiseres al shneim. So not only can he not carry into either one now, but rather he makes it forbidden for all the people of both mavoyis that they cannot bring out from their chatzeres into that mavoy on either side that this chatzer is open to. And what we're talking about is a case that during the weekday, he generally uses both entrances, and therefore, he constantly uses both type of mevayis, as we explained, because if he would only commonly use one of them, so then he wouldn't make forbidden on the other one. We don't see him as having a right of way to say that if he's not joining together, so then someone is missing over here, and we don't see it as owned by one person, and therefore, since there is at least more than one person that owns it, we see it as a joint area, a joint domain. And that's the whole concern of it, why we need our Ruvi Chatzeres and Shetuvim Mevayis, is that we should see it owned by one person, and therefore we view it as one big extended Rishus HaYachid. But since he has the right of way and he constantly uses this Mava, he uses both Mevayis, so therefore if he does not go ahead and join in that Shetuvim Mevayis, he's going to make it usher for both those all those Chatzeres and both Mevayis to go ahead and use that area. And that even though if he is ragel with both of them, so what should he do? Because we just said that he can't make with both. So what's he going to do? The way he should do it is that he should make an erev with one of them. Then that would be what's called a giludas. He's going to be revealing that his intent is that now he's removing himself from the other one, and then the other one will be mutter for itself. That is the correct procedure what a person should do if he has the right of way that he constantly uses both mevayis. So we said he can't be in both, so what should he do? He makes it one again, and then that so to speak says that this is where I am now. I'm designated. This is the mavi. These are the people that I want to be part of. And then the other one, you're not part of that anymore. Then they can go to make their own air. So then Shmuel continues. So therefore we said again, if he makes with both, he can't go into either one. If he doesn't make with both, so then now both are awesome. But now, let's say he would use only one of them. Although his chatzar opened up into both mavois, but he always generally used one of the sides. But with the other mavoi, he generally would not do. And now here he did not make an eriv now with either one of them. So the halacha is, this mavoi that he constantly uses, that's going to be asr, because since that's considered, he's part of that area. He's one of the people that has the right of way. He uses that area, so his chatz is going to make it forbidden for all the other ones because he didn't make an eruv with them. So there's one man sticking out. It's not owned by one person anymore, because although everyone else joined together, all the chatzeres, but one chatz didn't. So that's going to make it aser. But the one that he does not commonly use, so he's not viewed as part of them. So everyone that is part of that movie made it eruv, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. They're going to be mutter. That is the halacha of Shmuel. Now, related to this, the Gemara continues with many different statements, qualifications in this halacha, in the name of Shmuel. Amar Rabbah Bar Avhuna and other Rishonim add the words Amar Shmuel. Irva im she'en regilabar. Let's say he made an erev with the side that he generally does not use. So then, huta regila la'atzmai. So now, the one that he constantly uses is going to be mutter to make their own erev, because by making that erev with even though it's the one that he generally does not use, but by the virtue of making the erev, he's showing that this is where I want to be. So even though that other side he constantly uses, and therefore if he doesn't make an erev with them, generally he would make it forbidden for them because one man did not join together, it's not going to make it usher because he's in that process of making the erev, he has removed himself from that domain, and therefore they can go ahead and make their own erev. Similarly, if Amar Rabbah Bar Avuna Amar Shmuel, that im irva regila la'atzma, if let's say the one that he decided, that mavi, that alleyway that he usually uses, that when they made their own erev for themselves, and the one that he generally does not use did not make an erev, even for themselves. Now, and this chatzar himself, he didn't make an erev, not with one and not with the other. So what is the halacha? So therefore, although generally the one that he constantly uses, although they made an erev for themselves, it should be a problem because he did not make an erev with them, and that's where his domain is. We don't view him as part of the other side because he generally doesn't use that side. However, here, we push him away to the side, to the mavi that he generally does not use. That he should not make it forbidden on this one that he generally does use that had made an erev. And the reason is very simple. Since he's not going to be losing anything anyway, this chatzar, because he didn't make an erev anyway, he can't carry anywhere. So therefore, in such a case, what we do is we, so to speak, enforce regarding what's called midas sedoim, the type of measurement, what was customary in sedoim. That is, even what in sedoim, what would happen is that even something that I wouldn't lose, that I wouldn't make it more convenient or pleasurable for my friend. So therefore, in such a case, we do force by such a measure, which is by the midas sedoim, which as the Mishnah Avos says, shali shali shalach shalach. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. I'm not giving you more than what you have to have. And therefore, in such a case is. Again, he has the side. He has the one mavi that he generally does use. He has the other one that he generally does not use. The one that he generally does use, they made their own erev. Now, although they made their own erev, he's part of them because we don't view him as the other one. So the other one that didn't make an erev, it doesn't make a difference. I didn't make an erev, but these people that they made an erev, but I'm usually part of them. On that, we say that no, we don't view him as part of them. We view him as part of the other mavi. Although he generally does not go there, because since they're not losing anyway, because they didn't make an erev anyway, you're not losing the chatzar, because you didn't make an erev either way. So therefore, why be considered part of that mavoi, where all you're going to do is make it bad for them, because they did make an erev, and you didn't join, so you're going to be undoing the erev by not doing it. So therefore, we say we don't see you as part of them. Because what are you losing anyway by not being part of them? Nothing. Because the one that you're going to, and that now you didn't make an Eved with them either, doesn't make a difference. They also didn't make an Eved. And you didn't. So you're not losing either way also. So therefore we say we don't view as part of them because what's called Kaif and Almid the Sadaim, we force you to counteract what the Sadaimites would do. That they would say, no, look, you can't take away what's mine. I have the right of way here. What's the point? The Shabbos you can't carry there anyway. You didn't join in the Eved. No one's going to be able to carry. Now we say, so therefore we view him as not part of that, as part of that Mavi, although generally that is the one that he uses, rather we view him as part of the other one. Now the Gemara continues on this topic of Eruv HaTzeiros, again with other halachas of Shmuel. Or maybe Yehuda Mishmuel. Hamakbit Alei Ruva. If someone's very particular about his Eruv, he's very makbit. If someone's going to be, what happens is that the way they make Eruv HaTzeiros is that everyone, they collect food, bread, matzah, whatever it is from everybody, and they put it into one person's house. And that is therefore, as the Gemara later is going to discuss, we view as everyone dwelling in that one house. It's one Rishus HaYachid, and that all the common courtyard is really the courtyard of that one house as one big Rishus HaYachid that you're allowed to carry in someone's backyard. That's the equivalent of it. Now, this person that he gave his piece of bread, he doesn't want anyone else's bread. I want to have my bread. I'm very particular that no one should be eating my bread. So Shmuel says, you know what? Ein Eruv Eruv. That's not a good Eruv. That's it. No Eruv. Mashemai. Because what is the name of the process that we're doing? Eruv Shemai. What is the word Erev? Erev means that everyone should be joined together and willing to be participant one with the other, and no one should protest against his friend. Rather, it's one big partnership, and it's convenient, and the word Erev also means sweet, and it means joined together. Now this person, he's dissension. He's holding back. What's mine is mine. He doesn't want to share with anyone else from his bread. That's not a good Erev. You can't be that type of person and joining in the Erev. However, Reb Chanina argues, says no. Erev Erev. It's a good Erev. He's called from what's called the people of Vardina, that they were very miserly people and they would be, you know, they would hold back from other people and they would be very particular. So therefore, of course it's an Erev. Everyone's joined together, putting their bread in one house, it's going to work. It's just that he's a certain type of personality, but it's not going to make it not an Erev. A similar halacha from Shmuel, the Gemara brings, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, HaChoylik is Eruv. If someone splits up his Erev into two different vessels, in an Erev, that's not a good Erev. For the same type of reason, because what is the name of it? It's called Erev. Erev means joined together. You have to have it into one vessel. You put it into two vessels, that's not going to be considered an Erev. So the Gemara asks, come on, who is this halach of Shmuel going like? Kebishamai? We don't generally pass it like Bishamai. The time like within the Brisa, it seems to be going like Bishamai. Chamisha Shagov Eser Reuben. Five people, they collected the Erev. We have five different houses that open up into one common courtyard. V'nesnu Bishnei Kelim, and then they put it into two different vessels. Bishamai ain't the Erev. Bishamai says it's not an Erev. Ubeisil says it is an Erev. So why are you saying that if it's two different vessels, it's not called an Erev because it's not joined together? But that's like Beishamai, not like Beisil. To which the Gemara answers, Afil Tem Beisil. You could say that Shmuel's halacha is like Beisil. Because Adkan Lukami Beisil Hasam, until when did we find that Beisil says that even if it's in two vessels, it's going to be a good Erev? That's only over there, El Demalian Lamana Vayater, because what happens is that you filled up the vessel, or the cup, or the bowl, wherever it is that all the breads are there, but it overflowed. There were too many people, it doesn't fit into that vessel, and it can't contain it anymore. But not that you want it intentionally split into two different vessels. Therefore, that, of course, is going to be good Erev. Aval Hecha de Palgi Mifligloi, but where you split it intentionally, that we wouldn't say, and the case that Shmuel is talking about, where you intentionally said, no, my bread, I'm going to put it into my own box. You can put it into your box. And then we say, oh no, when you're splitting it up intentionally, that's not considered Erev. That's not joining together. Joining together means everyone's in it together. You can split your bread together. You put it into the same vessel together. If you don't do that, that's not going to be considered Erev. But now the Gemara asks, Retarti Lamali, why do we need both halachas of Shmuel? Since they're the same principle, that what's mashmoy Erev, it means joined together, why do we need one halacha of saying that he's cupped, is particular, that no, I want my bread, I don't want to be eating his bread. And also the other halacha of splitting it up, it's the same principle. So the Gemara says, no, tzrichi, you need to have it, because each one has its own uniqueness. The Ashmi in Unhasim, because if we only said over there by the case of being Mach, but he's particular, he wants his bread, Mishum the Kapit, because he's particular, so that's not considered joined together. He's still separate on some level. Aval Hocha, but over here, we're split into two vessels, Emelo, I would say not, because it doesn't. No one's particular, but we are joined together. Therefore, we needed to say that case. We only said the case over here regarding splitting into two different vessels, from the Palgi Mifle, because I would say over there, because there you split it, that is annulling the name of the process that we're doing, because Erev means Ma'uriv, joined together, and if it's not joined together, that can't be an Erev. But there where a person is particular, I would say, oh, who cares? He's still putting it together with everyone else, so it's an Erev. That's why I needed to say both cases of being Makbid and splitting it up, that Shmuel is saying that both of them are not going to be considered a kosher Erev, because Erev means joined together, and it's sweet, everyone's in it together, and therefore if you're particular or you're splitting it up, that's not going to be considered an Erev. But now the Gemara asks on the din of Shmuel, that he says this halacha, that it's ma shmoy, Erev shmoy, it has to be joined together. Omer Reb Abba l'Rabbi Yehuda. And this took place by Reb Zakkai, by the wine press of Reb Zakkai. Did Shmuel really say that Rebbe splits up his Erev into two different vessels? It's not going to be considered an Erev. But V'amar Shmuel, we have the halacha of Shmuel himself, that he says, the house where they actually put the Erev. As we said, that let's say there's five people in one courtyard, and they all have to join together, put their meals, and they put it into one person's house. So let's say from four people they collected bread, and then they put it into the fifth person's house. So on that, Shmuel says, Ein etzarach litnas hapas. That fifth person, the one that they're actually putting all the joint food together into his house, he doesn't have to join in the bread. Now, my timer, what would that reason be of the halacha of Shmuel? Lab mishum de amar de kivin de monach. Isn't it because that since it's that person, that he's the balabais, that they're putting the bread, he has besala in his own basket, from where his own bread basket, so to speak, that he eats from, he has in his house. So command de monach hachadami. So therefore, we view it as if it's here together in the same vessel that all the other breads are joined together with. So therefore, he doesn't have to take from his cupboard and put it into that box where all the air food is, because he has in the house, and therefore we view it as if it's there. So if so, hachanami here also, kivin de monach besala, since it is in a basket. In other words, we have two different baskets in this one house. We said we split up into two different baskets, but it's in the same house. So therefore, kivin de monach hachanami, we should also say we view it as if it's here. Just as we find by that homeowner, because at least he has it in his own basket in his home. We don't say you have to take it out and put it into this basket, because we say that it's there. So therefore here also, why would he say that if it's in two different kalim, that it's going to be considered not an Erev, but we find that by the Balabais that he doesn't have to take it out from his own vessel and put it into that vessel, because it's here in the same vicinity. Here also that we say, although it's two different vessels, shouldn't be a problem because they're both in the same vicinity in the same house. Tirtz Gemara says, Amalei, he answered to him, no. That the principle over there by that fifth homeowner that he doesn't have to put into the box, it's not because what we view in one keli in this house is as if it's in together with this keli. Hasam af pishein pas. There it's even if that homeowner doesn't even have bread. No, he doesn't have bread in his home at all, doesn't even have food. He still would be considered joined together in the air. My timer. The kulu hochadari, because we see everybody as if they're living over here. In other words, everybody else brought bread over here. So for them, it's considered their dira, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly. How do we view that as if they... But we view that by bringing their bread as if they dwell over there. And definitely, it's a kolshka in the balabais, the homeowner himself, that of course he lives there because he actually lives there. So even if he doesn't have bread, it's still going to be good. And therefore, there is no such kasha of Amir on the halacha of Shmuel that, of course, if you split up the bread into two different vessels, that's not an Erev. It has to be joined together. But then you're asking, what's with the homeowner? He didn't put it in his bread. I'm saying, even if he doesn't have bread, it's just that we have to see everyone living in this house. How do we see everyone living in this house? By joining it together, we make an Erev, we have all the bread in the same vessel, and we put that vessel into the home. So that makes it as if they're living there through the process of an Erev, which means that they're all joined together in the same vessel. But the homeowner, he doesn't have to put any bread. Of course I actually live here. So he doesn't have to put any bread, but it's not based on the principle of that it's bread somewhere else in this home as if it's here, and therefore there's no such a question. Now the Gemara continues with another halacha from Shmuel, now explaining how the fundamental principle of Erev, actually how it works. What is the underlying understanding of Eruv Chatzeres? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Erev, the reason why an Erev goes ahead and joins all the houses together, as if they're in the one house, and therefore we view this whole chatzer not as a joint chatzer, which is that everyone would be taken from the own private domain into a joint domain, which is the concern of carrying it to Rosh Hashanah, that we instituted this halacha of Eruv Chatzeres. Here we view it as if not, that they're all in this person's, one person's house, and therefore it's one chatzer of like a private courtyard, which no problem of carrying. That is Mishum Kinyan. That's because based on the principle of acquisition. That is, the Baal HaBayis, what he does is that he's makna, he, so to speak, sells his property as if it's a timeshare, as if it's owned by many different people, as if everyone is the homeowner in this place where the Erev is put over there. And the whole chatzer is now meshubit to this one rishus, and therefore we view it as one. So therefore it's some type of a sale, as if they're all stockholders in this one home. By the virtue of the bread that they're putting in over here, they're chipping in for the home. That is how Shmuel explains the understanding of Erev works. And therefore, since they're all part owner of the home. So therefore now we're all owners in this one Rishus HaYachid, and now the oldest big chatzar is just the chatzar of this one Rishus HaYachid that everyone is a homeowner in. So then the Gemara asks, "Mem taima, mem ne ma in koine b'mas." And then you're going to say, "So why can't you be koine a ruvach chatzeres with money? Let everybody give money, and then the money he'll give to the and they'll all be partners now in the rishus of the chaver." Why did we say there has to be food of a meals? So the reason is mem neisha in the mitzuyah by Arab Shabbos is because money is not commonly found in the Arab Shabbos. Arab Shabbos, when you want to make this ruvach chatzeres that you can be able to carry on Shabbos, that's when it's done. People don't have money anymore. Spent on Shabbos, you can't find it, whatever it is. So therefore, we didn't institute it with money. We instituted it with food because that everybody has enough of because Shabbos is coming. But then the question is, so heichad eirv mi'aliknit. But if you did make the eirv b'chatzeres with money, let it work. Why do we say that it doesn't work? We say it only works with food. It should at least work for sure with money because that's what you're saying. The principle of eirv b'chatzeres is that I'm now a joint householder in this one home. That the answer is gezeirah shemiyemu ma'ekar, because if we allow money, you know what's going to happen? People are going to say, you know really what the main principle of the Ruvach HaTzeres is? Like you said, Kenyan. It's really money. V'zimnin lo yishchech ma, but what's going to happen is sometimes money's not going to be found, as we said, because people can't find money in Erev Shabbos. V'lo yosti le ruvi b'pas, and people are going to be hesitant. Bread, you serious? I could really be a homeowner with bread? It's really with money. And you know, people are not going to, they're going to be hesitant, not going to want to make an Erev with bread. The Asi Erev, like Kukuli, and then the whole principle of Erev, the whole process of it is going to come into disuse, that no one's going to use the halacha of Erev anymore because people are going to be hesitant not to use, to only use money. They're not going to have money because Erev Shabbos, and so no one's going to make it, and no one's not going to have Erev Chatzeres, but we wanted Erev Chatzeres, so people should be able to carry. And that's why we said, you know what, can't use money, because this is going to, the problem that's going to happen. Only food, but you should understand that the main principle of it is because of a kinyan. Rabbi says, he argues in Shmuel. He says that Erev Mishum Dira, the principle of Erev is not because of kinyan, rather it's because of residence. And how does that work? The das of a person is wherever his food is, and that's as if he's dwelling in that house because of, that's where my food is. My food is there, you know what? That's where I live. And therefore, in this chatzar, there's only now one dira, because everybody's food in that one house. So therefore, we view the rishus of the chatzar as if it's miyuchid for this one house. And that's how the principle of Eruv HaTzeres works again. So these two pshatim are either as if I'm buying part ownership in this home. That's what Shmuel said because of kinyan. So therefore, although it really should work with money, but we say that no, because of the problems that are going to come out, so we'll only use it with food, because that's what's commonly found in Erev Shabbos. But really, it's just that you're buying with the food, and therefore we all own part of this home, and now it's one big estate of this one home, so therefore everyone could carry it. It's one big Rishus HaYachid. However, Rabbi said no. He says that really it's because of diurin, of dwelling. That is, I don't own anything over there, but now I live over there because this is where my food is. Where my food is, that's where I live. And therefore, we're all living in that home, so there is one big Rishus HaYachid. To which Gemara asks, my benai, what's the difference between the two pshatim? What's the difference, what the understanding of Erev is, if it's because of kinya or dira? So there are three differences, the Gemara says. Ike benayu, kli, a vessel. Second one is upachis mishav, a pruta, less than the worth of a pruta. And the third one, which is on Omed Beis, is v'katan and the child. As Rashi explains, that according to the one that says that it's because of kinyan, as Shmuel says, so A, you could be kind of the Erev with a suda, with a kerchief, which is the halacha of kli, just like other kinyanim you can make with a suda. That regarding the second halacha, you cannot make an Erev with a piece of bread that's not worth a shavah pruta, even if that's enough bread for two meals worth, and there's major deflation, and you could buy two meals worth of bread for less than the shavah pruta, doesn't make a difference, because it's only working because of kinyan. And kinyan has to have at least a shavah pruta, and this bread, these two meals worth of bread, is not worth a shavah pruta. And you also cannot tell a child to be your shliach to make the Erev for a Ruvach HaTzeres, because a child is not someone that can make a kinyan, an acquisition. And therefore, since it's because of a kinyan, you cannot have a child. Now, according to the one that says it's because of Dira, the way Rabbi said that it's because of that's your residence. So first of all, a kinyan suda would not help, because what does that have to do? That my food is where I live. If I give him a kerchief, what's that going to do? You could make an Erev with food that's not worth a shavah pruta, because it's not because of kinyan, it's because of my food. I don't care if it's not worth a penny. That's where my food is. That's where I'm living. And the child could go ahead and collect the Erev from the other people, because the bread is what makes it into one dira. By having my food there, I don't care how it got there. The child's not doing anything. He's not creating the air. He's not making a kinyan. You're just getting my food there. You get my food there, fine. I live there. That's going to be my dira. Those are going to be the three differences between the interpretation of Shmuel or of Rabbah. What is the principle of air regarding, again, if you can use a suder, a vessel, or food worth less than the Shavu Pruta. And as we continue on to Amud Beis, which was V'katan and a child, if a child can go ahead and collect the air, will depend. If he's making a kin, he cannot. But if it's just making the dira, because if that's where my food is, then he could do that. But now the Gemara asks on both pshat. Amalei Abai L'Rabba. Abai told Rabba, L'didach Kasha, according to your interpretation, that it's because of the dwelling it's difficult. U'l'shmul Kasha, and according to the interpretation of Shmuel, that it's a kinyan, it's also difficult. Hotani, because we learn the Brisa that seems to say, not like both of you. It says, Chamisha Shugavu Eser Reuben, five people that went and collected the air from each person's homeowner, and they're going to put it into one person's home. So now, Kishem Melichin Eser Reuben L'makam Acher. Now when they're going to take their air, they made air of Chatzeris from one person's home. When they're going to take it to bring it to another place, when is that? Let's say they want to make an Erev, when another Chatzar, we had all the homes went and joined, made Erev Chatzeres, they could carry on their Chatzar. Then there's a Chatzar next door that also they made the Erev Chatzeres. Now the two Chatzeres, two courts that want to join together. So now what they do is, they take their Erev that they made, and they put into the other Chatzar, so now we view everyone as they're all eating in that one Chatzar, in that one home over there, so therefore they both join. So the Brisa says, when they want to do that, echad ma'ilach l'kulun, one person can go ahead, and for all of them, go ahead and take, although he's the only one putting bread over there, but since he already joined with his friends, so now he's part of them, goes ahead, and now he makes an erev, by putting his bread in the other chatzar, everyone's considered joined. So the inference is, of the Braisa, which is the question Abai is asking Rabba, who needed the kukani? He's making a kinyan over here in the other chatzah, besulai, and no one else. That's difficult according to Shmuel, who said that based on kinyan, that how we making the, what happens is only one person is making a kinyan. How does that work for all the other four people in the chatzah if it's based on kinyan? And also difficult according to you is, who knew the kedayer? We only view him, he's taking his bread, and he's putting over there. So we view him as if he's living there because his food is there. Besulai, and no one else. How does help the other four? Their meals are not there. If their meals are not there, how can we view them as there if you're saying it's based on just where your food is? So Amalei Rabbah answered Tabai. Loyli Dedikash, it's not difficult to me. But the Shmukash is not difficult according to Shmuel. And the reason is very simple. Shlichus to Kulukavit. This person is doing a shlichas, he's the messenger, he's the emissary, he's the medium for all of them. And therefore, although he's taking his own food, he's not just taking his own food, he's taking our food. And he's not just making acquisition for himself, he's making acquisition for all of us, and that's how it works. So the Gemara concludes in the explanation of our Mishnah, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guyu, Amar Rav, which is, this was Rav's interpretation, Halacha, Krib Shimon, Halacha, Fazla, Krib Shimon, that is regarding the three Chatzeres that we have, the middle one that had an air with two outer ones, however, the two outer ones did not make with each other. The Halacha is, the middle one's permitted with the two outer ones, and the two outer ones are permitted with him. Again, that was like the Rav had interpreted, not like Shmuel, who he said that no, only the outer ones could join with the middle one, and the middle one cannot join with the outer one. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of our Mishnayos, regarding someone that his tchum was outside of the city. That is, when Shabbos started, by Menash Moshes, he wasn't in the city to have the tchum of the city or the house. Rather, he was outside on the road. He was somewhere far out. So the Mishnah begins. Misha Babadech. Someone, it's Friday afternoon, he's late, stuck in traffic, he gets out of his car, he's running, he's out of the city, he's coming on the road. V'chashkala, and starting to get dark. Now, he sees the city coming up, but he's still not within the tchum of the city, and it's becoming Shabbos, it's already Ben Hashmash, when his shvis is going to be chal. But v'hayimakir ilu nageda, he recognized a tree or a wall, which was at the end of 2,000 amas of where he was, and he knew that that tree or that wall was within 2,000 amas from his home or from his city, therefore it's within that tchum. V'amar, and therefore he says, Shvisasi tachtav, let my shvisa, let my halachic residence be under that tree. And from there, let me have another 2,000 amas, because you get 2,000 amas in either direction of where your shvisa is. So although now it's becoming Shabbos, he'll be able to go 2,000 amas to the tree, because you can get 2,000 amas in either direction, and because that's his shvisa. And therefore he'll have another 2,000 amas to get home, because his home is within 2,000 amas of that tree. However, the Mishnah says, Lo Omar Klum, he has not said anything. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what does this mean. What does it mean he has not said anything? L'chair, it sounds very good. The tree was within 2,000 amas of where he is right now when the Shabbos is starting this second in 2 seconds. He says, oh, my shvis is there. So therefore, he's within that tchum because he's 2,000 amas from the tree. And his home is within 2,000 amas from that tree too. So he gets in either direction of the tree 2,000 amas. So he can get home. No, he hasn't said anything. However, the Mishnah continues. It says, however, shvisasi bi'ikarei, if he says, let my residence be by the root of that tree, and he knows that from the root until his home, it's not more than 2,000 amas, then he has acquired his shvisa there by the root of the tree. And the reason here why here it's different is because he specified exactly where the place of his shvisa is going to be. And that shvisa acquires from 2,000 amas from where he is, which is within 2,000 amas at the root of the tree. And it also gets him 2,000 amas back home. So therefore the Mishnah says, Mahalach memokam raglov va'adikar alpayim amo. Therefore he can go from where his feet are actually right now when Shabbos is starting, up until the root of the tree, which is within 2,000 amas. Umikar ved base alpayim amo. Therefore, even though after Shabbos he can go from the root of the tree up until his home, which is also within 2,000 amas. Nimtza comes out, Mahalach Mishach HaShecha, Arbat Alpayim Amma, comes out that after already was Shabbos, he was able to walk 4,000 Amas again, because that's based on the principles of Aruba Techumen, that now that his Shvisa, he's at the edge of his where his Shvisa is, the tree's in the middle, and his home is on the other edge, therefore he's within his realm of walking 4,000 Amas, a little bit less than 4,000 Amas on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah continues, Im Einay Makar, if let's say he doesn't recognize a tree or a wall, he doesn't know, he's desperate, he sees he's too far, but he's looking for something so that it could be, that object could be his shvisa, which is within 2,000 amas of where he is, and 2,000 amas of his home, so he doesn't know. Or he's not so proficient in halacha, he doesn't know that it'll help him to say, oh, you know what, my shvisa is there, what is my shvisa is there, I'm here. He says he thinks he's too far, therefore he doesn't say that. However, he does say, okay, let my shvisa be where I am right now. I'll have 2,000 amas in either direction of where I am. So therefore his place does merit for him. He gets 2,000 amas in either direction. However, how do we measure the geographical location of these 2,000 amas of where he is? So we have machlokes in the Mishnah. Agulis. This that it said that his makam is zeich from 2,000 amas in the direction, that is a circle, the Rebbe Chanina ben Tignis. That is, a circle has a perfect dimension of where he is, that wherever he's going to go, he's going to get 2,000 amas in either direction. It's around him in a circle. However, Chachamayim mirubois. You get it as a square. And that is ketavla mirvaz, like a square board, and the reason is, kideshiyyeh niske lezavya, so that he should gain the corners. And the Gemara will explain the understanding of this machlekes Reb Chanina ben Tignis and the Rabbanan, which is basically according to the Pinyan Chacham, you're really getting more than 2,000 amas if you're walking in a corner. That is, because although a circle really is what's giving you 2,000 amas in either direction, however, if you make it like a square, the corners are going to be giving you really more than 2,000 amas. Now the Mishnah continues, v'zuhi sha'amru. Now this that we said, for example, in such a case where he's coming on the road, and he doesn't have any food with him, he doesn't have any bread. So therefore, right now, he is the equivalent of an ani, of a poor person. For such a person, the Chacham said it's permitted for him to make an erev with his feet, with his presence, that will give him 2,000 amas in either direction. And although he doesn't have bread, ha'ani ma'ar baragav, this is what we said, that the ani, which he's the ani in the sense that he doesn't have anything on him right now, he can make an erev with his feet. And Amre Meir, all that we have is the poor person. The only one that can make it with his feet is the poor person. A regular person has to make an erev with his meals, and that's what he has to use, is to put his bread where he wants his shvisa to be. Rabbi Huda argues, says no. Echad ani ve'echad asher, whether a poor person, as the case of a Mishnah, or whether even a wealthy person that's sitting at home, and he wants to go ahead and sit there by the tchum of where he reaches to say, that's how he wants to be kind of shvisa, by just being there, of course he can go ahead and make it by actually walking there. We didn't say that the Erev Techumen is that you put your meal's worth over there by where the edge of your Techum is, that to say that should be your Shvisa, that you can get another 2,000 amas in that direction, was Elalahakal ala Asher. That was only to make it easier for the wealthy person, that he could stay at home and he could just send a Shliach, that he shouldn't have to come out and make air with his feet and to go through the whole Tircha. He's going to have to stay there, the whole Benashmash, he has to walk 2,000 amas. So that after tomorrow, when he has to walk to the Kiddush he wants to get to walk another 2,000 amas, no, you can stay home, send your messenger, just leave the food over there, and then you can go ahead and walk tomorrow, but not like Reb Meir, not like the Tana Kamet said, that it's only the Ani that's on the road, he has nothing, he can make an Erev with his feet, with his presence, by just making his Shvisa verbally, no, it's that anyone could do it, it's just out of the convenience that we said, that you can make it even with bread. Now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of our Mishnah, that said, regarding a person who says, Shvisasi tachtov, he says, oh, I see the tree, I know that's within the tchum, and I'm within 2,000 amas of there, let my shvisa, let my halachic residence of Shabbos be under that tree. And that we said, loyom aklum, he hasn't said anything. The wishing more has, my loyom aklum. What does it mean he hasn't said anything? So we have a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav, loy Amar klum kol ikr. He has not said anything, literally. And he cannot even leave from the spot where he is when Shabbos starts. And the reason is as follows. Because where he actually is, b'makom raglav, he does not have a shvisa because he has removed himself from being where he actually is by saying that he wants to be there. So he's not here, he's there. Now the problem is, under the tree also he cannot acquire shvisa because he was not specific. He didn't say exactly where. Now although the entire area under the branch of the tree is within his 2,000 amas from where his feet are right now, so therefore, I didn't care, I didn't say exactly where. I know the tree is, let's say, 30 amas wide. So I didn't say where the 4 amas of where my shvisa should be. I didn't specify, but it doesn't make a difference. It's still within 2,000 amas. On that, the Gemara will explain later in the understanding of Rav that since he didn't say which 4 amas that he's choosing under the tree, that is not considered a shvisa, and therefore, he has not acquired anything, as the Gemara says, that fila tachtav shel ilun loy motzi azal. So therefore, even to under the tree, he can't go. He can't move anywhere because, again, he doesn't have the shvisa over there by the tree because he wasn't specific which da'alan amas, although all of it is within this 2,000 amas. And he can't even leave from his spot because he doesn't have the tchum, doesn't have a shvisa here either. He didn't acquire it here because he wanted it to be over there. That's Rav's understanding. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, he argues, and he says, lo umaklum lebeisai. When we say he hasn't said anything as a medium to get to his home. But to get to go to the under the tree, that he is allowed to go. And that, as the Gemara will explain later, that when Shmuel said this halacha, this interpretation, is, for example, that we're talking about that all the branches of the tree are within 2,000 amas of where this person's feet are. And now, so therefore, with every dalad amas you're going to give him, because he said, I want my shvisa to be tachtav under the tree, it doesn't make a difference. All of those dalad amas within the 30 or 40 amas width of the tree are fit for him, so therefore he could go to the tree. However, to lebeisai lo amaklum, he didn't say anything to be able to get home. Why is that? Because since his home is far from the root of the tree, 2,000 amas, as it said in the Mishnah, that meikarite, until Beisai is alpine, from the root of the tree until his home is 2,000 amas. Now maybe he chose, we don't know which 4 amas again, because he wasn't specific. So maybe, at least we have to be misupik, that maybe the 4 amas that he chose was the first 4 amas under the tree, closer to his side to where he was standing. Now from there until his home is more than 2,000 amas, if you're counting all the width of the branch of the tree. As we said, it's only the home is within 2,000 amas of the root of the tree, from the trunk. But from under the branches, from all of it, it's not all within 2,000 amas. It's only all within 2,000 amas of where he's standing. So therefore, for him to get to the tree, doesn't make a difference which dalad amas he can get to. But his home is not within 2,000 amas of the entire tree. It's just 2,000 amas within from the trunk. Now, but however, the branches further away from him, which is closer to where the person's standing, maybe those are the dalad amas. Now, if those are dalad amas, so now it's not within 2,000 amas of going to his home. But as we explained, but to go to under the tree is allowed to go miman of shach, either way you look at it, because every dalad amas that you'll give him underneath the tree is going to be, as a shvisa, will be within 2,000 amas of his feet. So therefore, Shmuel concludes as follows. He says, v'nasa tachtav shalila. Now, underneath of the tree becomes, that is, the whole width of where the branches of the tree spread out to, whether it's 20 amas wide or 30 amas wide, it becomes for this type of person as chamer gamel, as a person that's leading a donkey and leading a camel. And that is, as the Gemara says, Alamad Heimad Aleph, that the donkey and the camel are led in different ways. And that is, a person that's leading a donkey and a camel, the donkey goes in front of him, and the camel he's pulling from behind him. So therefore he's like stuck between the two of them because he has to go to one in front and one behind. So one's pulling one way, one's pulling the other way, which is basically the equivalent in our case, as Shmuel explains. Ba limdad min hatzafen. If let's say he's coming to measure towards the north, and that is regarding the edge of the branches that are towards the person's home. He wants to see that if he can go 2,000 amas to his home, then meidin lo min adam. Then we measure for that person, not from the north part of the tree, which is the direction towards the person's home. Rather, you measure from the southern part of the branches. Because you say that maybe it's the first 4 amas of closer to where the person was standing, maybe that's what he chose when he said tachas ilan, under the tree. And from there, you have to measure 2,000 amas to his home, which comes out that you're not within 2,000 amas of your home. You're like 30 amas further away from where the home is. And therefore, then you won't be able to get to home because, again, you're measuring like a chamer gamel. You're stuck between the whole area of the tree. You have the one edge of the tree, and then you have 40 amas away or 30 amas away, the other end of the tree. You're really stuck when you're measuring because we don't know which is a dalet amas, just like the concept of chamer gamel, that when you're coming to measure towards the north to get home, then we have to say, we have to measure all the way from the southern part of the tree because maybe that's where your dalet amas were. And therefore, if it's not within 2,000 amas, you can't get home. And however, the equivalent is on the other end. But limdun min hadarm, if let's say he's coming to measure from the south, and that is if let's say regarding his first four amas towards where he's standing, so that let's say he wants to be able to go back to where he was, then maydin loy min hatzafen, then you measure from the north. Because again, the same idea, because maybe the dalet amas that he had chosen to be his shvisa was by the other end of the tree towards his house. And from there until his feet, They are within 2,000 amas. That's why Shmuel said he can go to the tree. However, the idea is then he won't be able to walk even one step out from where he was when Shabbos started, because again, that's going to be exactly 2,000 amas that he can have, but you always have to lose 30 amas. That's basically what we're saying, because we don't know which edge of the tree it was, and if the width of the tree is 30 amas, so though he could walk from where he was to the tree because the whole entire tree was within 2,000 amas. It's just the home that wasn't within all 2,000 amas. It was only by the trunk, and therefore you can't actually get home. It's only lo emaklum lebeisai. However, when we're measuring either one, how far you could go. Okay, you can't get home, but you can go from towards the north. You can't get home because the home is further, but you could start from the southern part of the tree and go however much close to the home because you get 2,000 amas in either direction of the tree, but you always have to lose 30 amas, the width of the tree. So therefore, if you want to go back to where you started when you were Shabbos, let's say you forgot something there, or whatever it is, you can only go back exactly there. You can't go another 20, 30 amas, because although that the beginning of the tree is less than 2,000 amas from where he was, it's only the edge of the tree that's within 2,000 amas, but since we're not sure that this is where it was, maybe it was by the northern part, therefore you can only go back that much 2,000 amas from the northern part if you're going to the south, or to the north, counting from the south, again, because Shmuel says you get your Shvisa Tachta, because either way, it's going to let you get there, because whichever dalet amas is within, but we always have to be machmer and say that whichever one a chumra, because we don't know exactly which is a dalet amas you had, tachtav shel ilan, unlike Rav, who says, since you didn't specify, you don't get any shvisa whatsoever under the tree, so therefore you're not by the tree, and you're not over there because you didn't want to be over there, you really wanted to be under the tree.